read the translation. My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who always are grieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities, and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. Purport. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:31-9. Text 14. Burida, burida bali kare aligana, ino nahi jane ehon haya konjana. After hearing the recitation of this verse, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced the reciter, King Prataparudra, and cried, "You are the most munificent! You are the most munificent!" At this point, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not even know who the king was. Text 15. Purva seva deki tanre kripa upajila anu sandana vina kripa prashada kanila. Karila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service. Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon him. Text 16. E daka Chaitanya kripa mahabala tara anusanda vina karaya sapala. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without even inquiring about the king, the Lord made everything successful. Purport. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is so powerful that it acts automatically. If a person renders loving service to Krishna, it never goes in vain. It is recorded in a spiritual account, and in due time it will fructify. This is confirmed by Bhagavad Gita 2:40, Svabham Api Asadharma Satrayate Mahato Bhayat. In this endeavor there is no loss of diminution, and even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has particularly bestowed upon all fallen souls in this age the most potent method of devotional service, and whoever takes to it through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immediately elevated to the transcendental position. Srimad Bhagavatam recommends Yajna Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumedasa, Bhagavatam 11:5-32. A student of Krishna consciousness must receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then his devotional service will quickly succeed. This was the case with King Prataparudra. One has to be noticed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a little service with sincere efforts will convince the Lord that one is a proper candidate for returning home back to Godhead. Maharaj Prataparudra did not have a chance to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but when the Lord saw that the king was serving Lord Jagannath as a menial sweeper, the Lord's mercy upon the king became a solid fact. When Maharaj Prataparudra, in the dress of a Vaishnava, was serving the Lord did not even inquire who he was. Rather, he had compassion upon him and began to embrace him. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami wants to point out that nothing could compare to the Lord's mercy towards Maharaj Prataparudra. Therefore, he uses the word Deka, just see, and Chaitanyera Kripa Mahabala. How powerful is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is also confirmed by Prabhananda Sarasvati, Yat Karuna Kataka Vaibhav Vatam. That's from the Chaitanya Chandamrita 5. Even a little of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy serves as a great asset for spiritual advancement. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement must be spread through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Rupa Goswami experienced the mercy and magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gurit Vishay Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar, even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given, pure love of Krishna. Srila Lochan Das Thakur has also sung Parama Karuna Pahundunjana Nitai Gora Chandra. The The two brothers, Nittai and Gora, are so kind that no one can compare to them. Similarly, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Vrajananda ye satchisuta haile se balaram ha ila nitai. Dina hina yata chila. Hari nama udarila. Tara shakshi jagai madai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mission is the deliverance of all fallen souls in Kali Yuga. Devotees of Krishna must persistently seek the favor and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become fit to return home back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyana Tiramandasya Gyanjana Shrakaya Chakshura Maitanyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shri Vasai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mantra Kalpa Trigyastra Kripasin Vrivacha Patintan Pani Vaishnava Vrinda Namaha. Okay, everyone, Hare Krishna. Just off the top of my head, it's nice seeing a building a temple at the minute in Cardiff. In a few weeks, we're going to Ujjain to get a full-size Prabhupada. So it should be kind of. So it's quite, you know, for me, it's a real big deal. Being here and being amongst you all and giving class in Bhaktivedanta Manor. It's like a, for me, it's like a, you know, we come here and visit. The folks like, wow, it's like the Hare Krishna Hogwarts, you know, it's like a whole thing. So I'm a little shy. But thank you very much for the devotees for the invite. So, Prabhupada quotes, this, Krishna Varnam Tavasa Krishnam Tango Pangasta Parshadya Milga Sankata Praya Yajanti Hisubedasa. Those in Srimad Bhagavatam, those who are very intelligent in this age, they worship Lord Chaitanya by Sankirtan. He's Krishna Varnam Tavasa Krishnam. He's Krishna Varnam, it is Krishna. But Tavasa Krishnam, he's not blackish. He's golden. There was the, what's that story where something like, there was some pastime where, I don't know, maybe those who have Indian background can correct me, but maybe they would put, if a young girl, so Yashoda Devi, she put like this, I think it was like kumkum or something on Radharani's palms to say, wow, you know, it would be so nice. Because she always wanted Radha and Krishna to marry. And so she put, well, you put this on your, you go home, and then when Kirti Das sees it, then you will know that I want you to marry my Krishna. So now, so Radharani's going back, she's walking with the girlfriends, and she's like, what's this mean? Girlfriend, well, I think that means that you're going to be married to Krishna. Married to Krishna? Yeah, but if you get married, do you know what I mean? You won't be able to play with us all the time anymore, you'll be stuck in the kitchen or whatever, you know? And she's like, well, I don't want that, I should wash it off. She goes to this lake and she starts washing it off. How do I get married? But as she's rubbing off, she starts, so that it's naturally making the water stained, like golden. But then she starts thinking, actually, it'd be really nice to be married to Krishna. Yeah? And as she's thinking that, she's starting to, her love for Krishna is coming out. And then she starts to, the whole lake starts to turn golden. And then they say, Radharani, come on, quick, we got to go. Okay, fine. She runs off, leaves the golden lake. You know, fast forward, Krishna's walking around as he does the Kunja Bihari in Vrindavan. And he sees this completely golden lake. So Krishna's, you know, I was speaking to Rasika Roy Prabhu. Where's Rasika Roy Prabhu? Is he here? Rasika Roy Prabhu, Hare Krishna. We spoke on the phone, right? Hey, bro. That's a nice name. I'm also Gopal Roy. I'm a Roy as well. So Krishna's looking, he sees the golden lake. He goes, that's very unusual. I haven't seen that before. So he's, you know, he wants to enjoy. So he starts, he goes to touch it. As soon as he touched the lake, gets this electric shock through his being, like, and it's blissful. So he's very interested. Ooh, what's that? Yeah. So then he puts his hand in, he gets another even greater electric shock, and he's like, wow, this is so blissful. So Krishna, his eyes go side to side, cheeky grin goes on his face, and he goes in there up to his neck, feeling the ecstasy, and then again he plunges completely inside. So you just see his peacock feather over the top, and you just see Krishna's peacock feather as he's just really enjoying this lake, which is made of Radharani's mood. When Krishna comes out, the birds and the animals are just stunned, seeing this is Krishna, but he's not blackish. He's Tvajara Krishna. He's completely golden. And he's completely absorbed. Radha Bhava Duti Sublitam Nu Krishna Svarupam. Like Lord Chaitanya, he is covered in the golden complexion of the Radha Bhava Duti, Srimati Radharani's mood. So Krishna, similarly, he forgets he's Krishna. And he thinks he's, you know, well, he is Lord Chaitanya. What we know is Lord Chaitanya. So he's Krishna, but he thinks he's Radharani. And he starts looking, shouting after Krishna. Where's Krishna? Krishna, where's Krishna? So he starts running around Vrindavan, looking for Krishna. And everyone's perplexed. Yeah. So this is Lord Chaitanya. These flowers are staining my dhoti. Radha Bhava Duti Savita. Krishna becomes stained with Srimati Radharani's mood. So similarly, when Krishna says, you know, when at the start of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's sort of Kaviraj Goswami lets you know the mind of Krishna. So Krishna's contemplating. He's thinking like, okay, I came down before as Krishna. Sarvadharma Pratyachamame comes from Amraja. I said everyone should surrender to me. But I was not successful in distributing love of Godhead. Which is interesting because God not being successful in something is like a interesting. So he comes to this Lord Chaitanya and then he freely distributes it. It says the love, Krishna prema, love for Krishna, it was a locked storehouse that Krishna was, you had to surrender to Krishna in order to get given love for Krishna. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, Sango Pangasta Parshadam, Lord Chaitanya comes down with his Angas, which is like his associates, his Astra, which is either can be the holy name or his beauty. Lord Chaitanya is very beautiful. Like that. So you had, where was I? So Lord Chaitanya freely distributes Krishna Prema. Because it used to be, because he's the Yuga avatar, so he distributes the Yagya Sankirtan, this Yuga Dharma of chanting the holy name, which is in previous other Kali Yugas, but there's the Nam Sankirtan that's distributed, and the kind of love for Krishna you get is not normally the love for Krishna of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is special. When Lord Chaitanya comes down once in the day of Brahma. Which is how Krishna comes every day. He comes to solicit us to come back home, back to Godhead. You know, it's nice in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, when Gop Kumar gets this mantra, and he's just looking for his deity, Gopal. He's like, where's Gopal? And he goes to Vaikuntha, and the Vaikuntha Duta say, okay, before you meet Lord Narayan, there's lots of do's and don'ts, and, you know, it's like meeting the king or something. You know, you have to know when to curtsy, when to bow, this, that, and the other. So he hears it all. But then when he sees Lord Narayan, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't Lord Narayan, like he stretches out his foot or something like that? And that just, And little Gop Kumar, he's in the mood of a cowherd boy. And he just forgets all the rules and regulations. He just goes, Gopal! And he just starts running. And the guards are like, what's going on here? He just starts running and he just jumps into the arms of Lord Narayan. And there's a real nice section where Lord Narayan says, you know, he said, lifetime after lifetime, I was, you know, you've been in the material world so many births, lifetime after lifetime, I was just in the heart thinking, maybe this lifetime you'll turn to me. Maybe this lifetime. He said, I knew that in this lifetime there was a chance that you're going to turn to me. So I arranged for you to come in contact with my servant Narada Muni, a bona fide spiritual master, and so you can come back home. Prabhupada says, Krishna wants us to go home more than we want to go home. That's a true friend. You know, even like in a worm in stool, Krishna goes with you. You know, life after life, like, when, just waiting for, when will you turn your face to me? Yeah. So, yeah. It's then he sends his servant Prabhupada. We listened to this real nice. So I was on Travelling Sankirtan recently, so we stayed, me and is our Travelling Sankirtan devotees from Wales. And Haribo! And we stayed in Abbey. And so I booked an Airbnb. And it was quite nice, you know? And there was this projector. It comes from the ceiling, right? So we put on Following Srila Prabhupada, you know, the YouTube. And it was in, we just picked random, it was DVD 5. It was in Paris. And one of our roots here, Pajani Gopa, he's from France. And you were from France, right? And... But it was, and it was just, I always remember listening to this story, I just think it was so nice, do you remember her name? She says, obviously Prabhupada disciple, she sounded American, but she was with a friend, and she was sightseeing, and in Paris, and she goes to the temple, somehow or other, she starts, and she listens to class, and she said the philosophy was very clear. So when she heard the philosophy, like, tears started to come in her eyes, like, wow, this is the truth. Yeah. And I mean, I got my first book in, it was actually in, I got one book in Swansea, I got another book in London. I remember, like, reading the Ushuesha Upanishad, and it was just, like, nothing. Hi, Krishna, are you okay? And, I just, you know, when you hear the truth, it's just, there's nothing like it. Yeah. Anyway, she said she listened to Prabhupada. It wasn't Prabhupada, sorry. Prabhupada wasn't there yet. Maybe Bhagavan, I think. And she, tears come in her eyes. She said, oh, this is amazing. Yeah. And she said before when she was younger, she was always religious, and she asked one of her bishops, and she had a question. She said, what about the animals, though? I don't understand about the animals. Like, I understand, like, you know, God and etc., but surely it's wrong to eat animals. And the bishop is usually saying, oh no, animals don't have souls, and you know, stuff like that. And she just didn't quite, she just couldn't click with it. Anyway, that moved on. She listened to Prabhupada listened to Bhagavan give class, think, wow, this is amazing. Sits there afterwards, devotee goes, hey, why didn't you should wait a few weeks, because our spiritual master is coming here in a few weeks. She's like, well, you know, we're not too into it. Hey, you could always see the sights, and you could see Paris, you could see Paris, you could see the Eiffel Tower, whatever. What else is there? But you know, some, you know, art museum, or, you know. And so, okay, but they didn't end up seeing anything. They just stayed and did lots of service in the temple. She was a seamstress. She sewed like Prabhupada's curtains and did that and the other. And so anyway, and then Prabhupada came. Prabhupada gave class. But she said she didn't really, she was class, but she doesn't remember the class so much. You know, Prabhupada was there. She didn't connect with him so much. But leading up to Prabhupada being there, she was always praying like, I don't know if these Hare Krishna people, they seem like nice people. But God, please show me. They're saying this person who's coming is your servant. And I'd like to know if he is or not. You know, if he is, I'd like to surrender to him. If not, but please show me. So she was praying like that the whole time. Prabhupada comes, and, you know, but she felt like there wasn't that much of a, she didn't feel that much of a connection when Prabhupada was there. And afterwards, I mean, Prabhupada would, you know, I remember Suresh Prabhu, I'll go back to that and say, Suresh, do you know Suresh Prabhu? He's a Prabhupada disciple. He was telling me a story. He said he was there in New Vrindavan, right? He said he was there, there was a kirtan. He said Vishnu Jan Swami was leading the kirtan. And remember Vishnu Jan Swami? You know, he had gloves with tile on so you could play the madanga all the time. You know, devotees used to get called up to go to Vietnam. He was called up. You get an interview like, okay, are you mentally, you know, are you ready to be enlisted into the army? Vishnujan goes, no, I must always do my Harinam. I must always chant and play the Madanga. I must always chant Hare Krishna. Because if I don't, then this whole world will be put into ruin. Yeah. And the guy interviewed him said, okay, fair enough. Carry on. Yeah. And he's like, really? Is that all? He said, yeah. Because either two things. Either what you're saying is not true, but you're completely mad and we don't want you anyway. Or what you're saying is true and you should definitely carry on doing what you're doing. Okay. So Vishnujan Swami, he's leading the kirtan. And then this is New Vrindavan and Prabhupada takes over the lead. So Vishnujan Swami's saying, Hare Krishna. And then Prabhupada just booms over the microphone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then he said, no word of a lie. He said, everyone, the temple room was full, hundreds of devotees just start running towards the... He said, it was like Prabhupada opened the floodgates of the spiritual world and just flooded everyone with his Krishna prema. He said, I swear to you, devotees were running to Prabhupada. Then they were started to go on the floor, tears in their eyes, crying, rolling on the floor, chanting Hare Krishna. You know, that's how powerful it was. I said, whoa, you know? But he said, now that I've told you that story, he said, you're the same thing I do. It's just a memory. If you want to experience that every day, then you need to really develop that relationship with Prabhupada, that deep relationship with Prabhupada, to experience Prabhupada. Anyway, so this lady in this Vaishnavi at the time, she was, so Prabhupada left. But Yogeshwara, the way called Yogeshwara, he was just talking all the time about this interview with Prabhupada and his, what's his name, Cardinal Daniel Louis, was they're really excited. Prabhupada's going to meet this cardinal. Someone told me that he was found dead in a prostitute house or something like that. So, Hare Krishna. But he met Prabhupada. And so she's watching this conversation between two dignified people talking about God. And she finds it interesting. She can follow the conversation. And then she said, all of a sudden, the conversation came to the... Prabhupada said, what about the animals? She said, even she was telling the story, she said, even now she gets like goosebumps when she talks about it. She said, what about the animals? And she just couldn't... She was like, what? And Prabhupada, the same thing that bishop told her years ago, like, oh, animals don't have souls, etc. And Prabhupada's like, how do you think an animal doesn't have a soul? You know, the example, if someone has two children, one of them's doesn't have as much capacity as the other. Does the parent love one less than the other? Yeah. So when Prabhupada said that, then in her heart, you know, she just heard Krishna say, this person, yes, this person is my servant. This person, you can follow this person. He will answer all the questions that you have and all questions you don't even know to ask yet. You know, she said from that experience she knew from then on. She said she didn't have that much personal association with Prabhupada, but she knew that Prabhupada was, she just had that, like, I guess on a deeper level, that relationship with Srila Prabhupada from then on. You know. Watch a documentary. I'm going off the track a little bit. We'll get back on track. Like, yeah. Watch a documentary over Christmas. Someone reminded me. It's called Christspiracy. Have you seen that? Anyway, Jesus Christ is like, how it's like, you know, is certain that he was vegetarian. It's quite interesting, like, you know. Remember, we had one devotee in Swansea. His name was Duncan, and he said, "Well, I was certain that vegetarianism is right. You know, shouldn't kill animals." And he said, "And the only religion that's you shouldn't eat animals is Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna must be the right religion." I thought, yeah, that makes sense, you know. Because even the Dalai Lama is not vegetarian, and so, you know. Right, where are we? Hare Krishna. Back to Bhakti Mana, given class from Chaitanya Charitamrita. But this is the... You know, a lot of times Prabhupada used to go to... People used to go to Prabhupada saying, "Prabhupada, can you give me your mercy?" Someone was... Hear the story about Prabhupada palm reading? You hear that? So, read my palm, Swamiji, read my palm. We don't read palms, you know. Just chant Hare Krishna. Yeah. Like someone said, "Can you give me a mercy?" Points to, was it Satrup Maharaj, who's very thin, wearing this, like, sannyas cloth. He said, "Want my mercy? Take this saffron cloth." Yeah. He's like, so someone's like, "Read my palm, Swamiji." We don't read palms, you know. Chant Hare Krishna. And, "Yes, I understand, Swamiji, I understand. But can you read my palm? Can you read my palm? Can you read my palm?" Prabhupada said, "Okay, give me your palm." Prabhupada guesses, you know, Prabhupada can be very theatrical. You know, guess puts his big glasses on. Looks at his palm and starts to go, The guy says, Prabhupada's all bad. You know, nothing but birth, death, old age, disease. But chant Hare Krishna, it'll be fine, like, you know. But there's one occasion where they said, Prabhupada, some gentleman, I think this was in India, says, "Give me your mercy." Prabhupada called him close, and Prabhupada put his hand on this person's head, and he said, "Do you know what a headache it is managing this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world?" He said, "Do you know what a headache this is?" He said, "If you want my mercy, then please take some of this headache away." So whether that person took Prabhupada's headache away or not, but we have that opportunity. So, you know, this is real service. Do you know what I mean? Where you have Lord Chaitanya, Panchatattva, Prabhupada, who have just, like, do you know what I mean? There's so many stories of Prabhupada just, you know, when they first showed Prabhupada the Soho Street Temple, you know, Prabhupada's just... They're trying to tell Prabhupada, "Wow, this is an amazing location. Look at this. Look at all these people that go past." You know, Prabhupada just looks at the devotees, just crying. Just said, "Look how much they're suffering." Yeah. So, this is if you can just, like, do something to help. Yeah. Like, we're always struck by how much when we come to Bhaktivedanta Manor, and, you know, we're always, you know, isn't it always struck by the... just the love and the care amongst the community. Remember years ago, His Holiness Devamrita Swami, who was coming to Cardiff, and he was saying, "You got it all. You know, the relationships, the, you know, people are so lonely out there. You know, people are literally crying out in loneliness." And there was something, I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, like, people are in their house, watching, I don't know what they watch now, GMTV, and, you know what I mean, This Morning or whatever. He said they're watching, but they don't realize it, but internally, deep down, they're thinking, "When are the devotees of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda going to come and save me?" You okay, Jack? So where was I? Like that. So you see, you got it. So people are so crying out of loneliness. So, you know, we just have to go out and just give what we have. You know? Just give people the love and care that we've been shown. You know? So today we have the monthly Sangatan festival, right, Divya Prabhu? MSF. You all have your booklets. So this is... Okay, so we got... Maybe we'll go to this... Maybe we'll go to this booklet just for 10 minutes. What do you think, Prabhu? Is that a good idea? Okay. Just to show everyone. Where is it? Where will it appear? This telly here. Both of them. Thank you, Divinan Prabhu. Divinan Prabhu is my leader. And,
So what do? Do I do this in here?
Yeah, he's just changing the lead. Just give it one.
So these booklets are free of charge.
Kindly paid for by BBT.
And, wait there now, everyone. This is free.
No, it's not free.
You keep saying that. He keeps telling me that nothing is free. These, to you, are free.
Okay, so it's one of these, is it? Right, here we go. I have to, it's to do with my,
laptop, is it?
Settings, yeah. Let's do with this. I can change it. I can change it, I think. Now this should magically appear here. Now I've got to try and see if I can move my mouse from this there. Has anyone got better eyesight than me? And then that says share, right? Can anyone see something that says present?
Yeah.
Down?
Left.
Perfect. So this is the booklet. So we'll just go, because this is something that, so you have the UK Book Distribution Committee, which I guess was established last year, and this year is trying to basically share the gift. So this is just something that, a little initiative for 2025 that we'd like to go through with you all briefly. This is a little introduction you can read. So the booklet probably works better than what's on the screen because some of the pages are meant to be seen together. The idea is that, you know, if you want to grow, then you grow by giving. So this is a bit of history of Sankirtan. So this is the element of... So we want to, originally it was just going to be like a little campaign. You know, you have these yearly campaigns which are starting to manifest, which you have the, you know, Bhadra Purnima. At the minute it's the Be a Gardener campaign, where we're trying to distribute reading and, you know, reading and sharing of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because this element of, it's not just about distributing the books, but it's about reading the books, becoming full and nourished with Srila Prabhupada's words and teachings, and then naturally, as our hearts fill, we naturally want to feel like we want to give that to others. So this sadhana element was part of, so we were thinking, like, so this is global campaigns, do we, as a UK yatra, do we all get behind them? But then it was like, well, we know, because we need another campaign that sort of promotes, and that's another thing, we wanted to be more of a UK team. You know, like, you got us, we're just on Wales on our own, you know, you have Bhaktivedanta Manor, but we also have places, like, we went to Manchester the other day, you have Scotland, Soho Street, do you know what I mean? So let's come together as a UK community more. You know, let's just share what we have to offer. Let's be a, you know, we want to be a global team, and let's also, steps towards that is also being a UK team. Prabhupada said, oh, your love for me will be shown by how you work together to keep this institution together. You know. We don't, I don't have my phone on me, but there's a real nice section in the Founder Acharya booklet. And anyway, Prabhupada says that cooperation, he calls bhakti is the yoga of cooperation. So this element of having strong... So anyway, we're saying, like, okay, we should have a campaign, but then we also didn't want it just to be like, okay, yeah, just let's have as many books this year, or, you know, we wanted to have a element to it. So do you have a campaign that also includes some sadhana element? And the more we got, the more we thought about it, it started to be, okay, we need more of just a... more of a campaign, but this booklet serves as, okay, this is like a manifesto. This is what we want to achieve as a UK yatra and in terms of book distribution. And if we're going to build our relationships as a UK Yatra, then book distribution is a really good way to do it. Do you know what I mean? It gives a good, easy measuring stick, good metric. Like there's something that we should bond over, and why not bond over the reading and distributing of Srila Prabhupada's books? So you have this. So this is element of let's together, let's have strong sadhana. So you have these like little sort of tips and tools. So these are just suggestions, but you have like the Chad, which is read a chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day. If you search in Veda base, actually the amount of times that Prabhupada encourages to read a chapter of the Bhagavad Gita every day is phenomenal. Yeah. And it doesn't take long, it takes 10 minutes. You know what I mean? Like I say, you're waiting, everyone's like, oh, there's a queue. How long is this queue going to go? And you don't have to worry about it. Just like, just put on my phone and read my Bhagavad Gita chapter. Take as long as you want. And also this Be a Sage. So this idea of, you could search it. There's a little app, but it breaks down all the Prabhupada's books into pages. And you read a number of pages of Prabhupada's books every day. You know, I'll hold my hand up. Like, it took me too long in spiritual life to work this out. You know, that, you know, there's a certain level in spirit. When you get this realization, and you can either have it early, or you can, you know, you can give yourself this realization as soon as possible, that all my problems can be solved by just hearing and chanting. You know, I mean, we're going through a real crisis in life and spiritual life and everything. And I remember just, right, okay, I've got the Bhagavatam. I lock the door, and I'm just going to read the Bhagavatam, and I'm not going to stop reading until I feel better. And I remember, you know, devotees were trying it, and I decided to try it as well. I started reading. At one point, I was reading, and I tried to keep it up, 41 pages of Srimad Bhagavatam every day. You read 41 pages, you can read the whole Bhagavatam in a year. So read 20 pages, you complete it in 2 years. You know, so usually the Bhagavatam's quite, might seem quite intimidating, but you break it down into little steps. And then just getting back to the basics of chanting Hare Krishna and reading Prabhupada's books, giving yourself that quality time to hear Prabhupada, it's like, I'm a new bhakta again. You know, the sun comes into the room, it lights everything up. Do you mean it's life-changing. So this kind of inspiration should be there, and then we'll naturally want to share the gift. So get books, Sankirtan support, share success. This is different stuff the different Sankirtan leaders from around the UK were throwing into the discussion. So this is the element of, you know, get books. These are, like today, I think there'll be, you know, you just have to join us in Watford High Street at 12 o'clock. You just come out, the books are there for you. You just have to join us for the party. This is MSF. This is a, there you go, we've got our Guru Shakti, Devi Dasi. There's a, you've also, this other devotee, his name's Gangaya. Yeah, he's from France. The original picture, he wasn't smiling, but we photoshopped a nice big smile on his face, so he looks. And I had officially been allowed by His Holiness, by His Grace, Vaisheshika Prabhu, and the BBT, Brahma Mahurta, to include the whole chapter of MSF. Is in this book. They were happy to include it. You scan the QR code, and it should take you, you can test it, it should take you to the chapter about the MSF that's from the book Our Family Business, which gives you all the inspiration and tools you need in order to help with the already existing MSFs or like that. And then also global campaigns. You've got a Beer Gardener campaign going at the minute, leading up to Gorpanima. So this is also something that has been increasing book distribution, and we can also thank our dear friend, His Grace Divinam Prabhu, for really spearheading these global campaigns throughout the year. And that's the thing, let's be a UK team, and let's be a global team. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a, you know, being an institution is a real, it is a force multiplier. My spiritual master, Swami Sri Ramaswamy, he gave a Vyasa Puja talk a few years ago. He said, I've been beaten black and blue by this institution. But he said, but it's what Srila Prabhupada really wanted. You know, if you really want to please Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, Ned, do not leave ISKCON. Stay in ISKCON and make it work. You know, work together, even though it's not the easiest thing to... But there's always going to be clanging in the kitchen. You know, Prabhupada said, you know, you open the drawer, shh, close the drawer, shh, you know, the forks are always... So there's always going to be some knocking and, you know. But it's, if you, you know, the Krishna's never alone. Krishna's always with his devotees. He's always with his associates. You know, I remember His Grace Murli Manaharprabhu telling us, like, you learn pretty quickly to do the basic things, like, okay, got a ticket on a car, and, you know, this is how I cook a sabji, and, you know, it doesn't, it takes you so long to, you know, always refine these things, but the basics you learn relatively quickly. He said that what takes the time is learning how to do those things with devotees. Yeah. And eventually, I remember, again, His Holiness Dave Meatmarsh told it, he said, you might not get it now, but in years' time, some of the jewels you have to look forward to is the relationships that you have with one another. He said, these jewels. He said, like, for example, men usually were like, every man's an island. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm practicing spiritual life. There's these other people also practicing spiritual life with me. And, you know what I mean? We just got to, now we're going to knock into each other. But he said, after a while, you start to realize, like, we need each other. You know? Like, and then you start to, he said, my God, my heaven now, but eventually these jewels of, like, falling in love with the devotees. You know? I was looking for God. And while I was looking for God, you find, oh, here's Krishna, Prabhupada, and then you look, give a few years and look back, and you're looking for God, but you found a family. So this is the Sankirtan Sangha. So spend more time getting together. You know, we go traveling Sankirtan, visit other places, and really sort of work in forming this UK team. This is the Sankirtan Hour podcast, which you've got one episode with a Adoksha Prabhu. So in your pages, there's one draft. This is another draft. Which do you prefer? So hands up who prefers the draft that's in the booklet. Oh, sure, no one? Hands up who prefers what's on the television. Okay, all right. You're right, Guru Shakti, you're right. Because there's people in there, and so myself, you've got Shamagori, back to Joel. Anyway, so this is submitting the scores. So we're starting to get this. So we probably need a better way to publicize this, but we're working on it. But now we're starting to get, at least amongst the Sankirtan devotees or Sankirtan leaders, starting to see, okay, our scores for January, February. Within the next couple of days, I'll get the dashboard updated so you see what... So you start to see month by month how we're doing. You know, this year, we're hoping to increase book distribution by 20%. And so far, we're on track. I guess now. You know. And 20% increase is a big increase. Yeah. So month by month, and we want to put these places on the map. Like the Manchesters and Birmingham and Leicester, and let's all see what we're doing and celebrate any little effort that's going towards just, you know, sharing Krishna consciousness with others. So thank you for your time. This is the leaflet. Just thought I'd go through it together. Thank you very much for your time this morning in class. It's now quarter to nine. This is the time I was meant to finish.
Hi, Krishna. Thank you, Gopal Rai Prabhu. So let's give a round of applause to Gopal Rai Prabhu for coming all the way to Wales. So Gopal Rai Prabhu, although he flicked through the brochure, but he didn't really went to the page where him and Guru Shakti Mataji is mentioned. So I just wanted to take the opportunity to mention that Gopal Rai Prabhu is spearheading this whole UK Yatra for book distribution for us. And since he's taken up this service, which was actually last year, but more formally this year, you can see the amount of effort and the work and the energy he's bringing to the whole Yatra. It's really, really nice. And more importantly, he's also leading by example. For many years, when I was practicing or starting to practice my Krishna consciousness, I used to come here at Bhaktivedanta Manor, attend the National Sankirtan Festival. And for many years, Prabhu used to be the number one book distributor in the whole of UK, actually. So today, you'll get a great opportunity to learn from him and the beautiful team he has with him, who's traveling from Wales.
Beautiful.
Yes. handsome and beautiful team. We are in Watford from 12 o'clock this afternoon, so please come if you're available. And before that, this morning after the breakfast, which will be served now in Haveli, at 10 o'clock, just up the stairs here and on the right is a BMF office. So at 10 o'clock, you can come where His Grace Rasika Rai Prabhu, who's our youth leader here at Bhaktivedanta Manor, he will be doing a podcast with Gopal Rai Prabhu, what you just saw on this. And you'll be able to hear the whole conversation on many interesting questions about Gopal Rai Prabhu, our history of book distribution, and how and why we should come out on book distribution. So if you are looking to get some inspiration, be there at 10 o'clock upstairs where you can watch them being interviewed. Sikha Rai Prabhu is going to interview Gopal Rai Prabhu. And then at 11:30, we are going to head out in Watford High Street at Bhaktivedanta Manor. For those of you who are here, as well as those of you who are listening to online, please come down and then you will get a great opportunity to spend some time distributing books and Harinam and also Prasadam, right? Rasika Rai Prabhu, yeah. And there's Prasadam for everybody.
Jai Prabhu.
So
Jai Prabhu.
Please come. So at 2:30, we are going to get together at Watford High Street, also have a session on reflections with Gopal Rai Prabhu and how did it go for you today. And then you can also take your prasadam. We do a really nice packed prasadam, which you can honor it at the street. There's enough space for everybody there. And to be honest, this is the best week we have had in England as far as the weather is concerned. So I think you can't really complain because a lot of time when we go out, I don't want to go out because it's dark, dingy and rainy. But look at how beautiful the weather has been, and today it seems to be the same actually. So please don't miss out this opportunity and be there. We'll see you. I'll be there at 12 o'clock, so we'll all see you at the Watford High Street. Thank you, Gopal Rai Prabhu, for what you're doing. It's really nice to be serving with you, working with you, and for Guru Shakti Mataji.
Part of the team.
We're very honored to have you here at Bhaktivedanta Manor. Thanks, everybody. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Vanchakalpatarubhasya kripa sindhu vevacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.